صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It has been stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let us make some good intentions. Let us make the intention that Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. And whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well. And whenever the name of the Almighty Allah is being mentioned, I will reply by saying, Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being mentioned, I will reply by saying, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been discussing in the silsilas, we are discussing the miracles, the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And among the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mu'jiza, a miracle of acceptance of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah today, into today's silsila, we are going to be discussing the subject, the topic of discussion today is regarding the acceptance of dua, the mu'jiza, the miracle of acceptance of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up his blessed hand, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were always accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even at times, lifespan, meaning the life duration of some of the companions, was expanded because of the du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One companion's life, the duration, his lifespan was expanded by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Why and why? Because of the dua, because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated in some of the narrations that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, and these were the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: may you become a successful person, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you blessings in your beauty, hair and body. Subhanallah, this is a dua by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a supplication by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Hazrat Qatadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is narrated that this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived for 70 years. Subhanallah. Because of this supplication, because of this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived for 70 years. And there was not a single white hair on the blessed head of this companion. And also, there were no wrinkles on his face. Meaning he had his youthful face for a duration of 70 years. I mean, a 70-year-old person, you know, at times they start wrinkling. And also, the hair turns white, the head turns white at that age. But because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained with a youthful face. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may you become a successful man. May you become a successful person. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you blessings in your beauty. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, among the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, associated to the dua, the acceptance of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a mu'jiza, that a miracle that took place during the time in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwar. As you know, due to the pressure, due to the difficulties, due to the trials and tribulations that the kuffar of Makkah put the Muslims through in Makkatul Mukarramah, some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were granted permission to migrate from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at a later stage, Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam also migrated from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara. And during this journey of migration from Makkah to Medina, during this journey of Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at a place, at the house of Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Ma'bad was such a woman that he used to see at the veranda of her house. And all the people that used to walk past, she would provide food for them. She would provide water for them. So this was her routine, that she would sit at her veranda, and whoever walked past the house, she would provide water for them. Any musafir, any traveler, or any person, any individual that would walk past the house, she would provide water and food for them and so forth. So on that particular day was the day in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace of our hearts, mercy unto the universe, Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the day in which he also walked past. And Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha offered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam some water and food. But Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to purchase the food, wanted to purchase the water from Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she had no food, she had nothing that she was selling at that point in time. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spotted a weak goat that was in possession of Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested from Haydad, will you give permission for me to get some milk from this goat, this weak goat? And Umm Mahbad knew that it was completely impossible for this weak goat to produce any milk. And Umm Mahbad gave permission to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to abstract some milk from this goat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and milk started coming out from this goat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from this milk. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu drank from this milk. Umm Ma'bad also drank, and she also filled in some utensils that she had in her house. And a few other people also drank from this goat. And it is narrated that even this goat continued producing milk until the 18th year of Hijrah, subhanallah. It even gave milk during the famous year of drought, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This goat of Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha continuously produced milk, meaning from the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, this goat produced milk right through up to till the 18th Hijri, right through until the 18th Hijrat. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the house of Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha, there was an experienced horse rider by the name of Saraqa bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Saraqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was riding from Mecca to Medina, hunting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why and why? Because there was an offer made. There was a reward of 100 camels that was put in Mecca to Mukarrama. Because the kuffar of Mecca, when they found out that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left Mecca to Mukarrama, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was migrating to Madinatul Munawwara, they wanted to stop the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they put an offer of 100 camels, meaning whoever captures the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were going to receive a reward. They were going to be gifted a gift of reward of 100 camels. And all the experienced horse riders, all the experienced people, they all mounted on their horses, they mounted on their camels, and going out and searching for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Saraqa bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also an experienced horse rider, and he also mounted on his horse and also traveled to the direction of Madinatul Munawwara in search of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Saraqa, he tries to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he tries to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his horse falls onto the ground, and his horse turns against him, and when his horse turns against him, his horse sinks on its knees, it sinks into the ground. He pleads with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he requests the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive him. And he requests the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guarantee him his safety. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote out a letter on a piece of paper that guaranteed the safety of Hazrat Saraqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. who then at the later stages of his life came to Madinah Munawwara and accepted Islam in the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, even a person that tried to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from behind, a person that was an experienced horseman, a person whom the people who knew that by him capturing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by him attacking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a reward of 100 camels for him, waiting for him in Makkah al-Mukarrama. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hands for dua, his horse sank into the ground because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, immediately when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua, the horse of Saraqa, this experienced horseman, lost control of his horse. This man that was the most experienced horse rider in Makkah to Al-Mukarramah, because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even he also lost control of his own horse and pleaded for mercy. He pleaded for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive him. So this is a mu'jiza. This is a power of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were many others who were, due to greed, were also inspired. They also wanted to be the ones to capture the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the reward that was put forward. Because the kuffar of Makkah, as we said earlier, they put a reward of 100 camels for whoever captures the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was not only Hazrat Saraqa bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There were others like Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami. And Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami took with him 60 experienced horse riders and made an intention. He was inspired by greed and he wanted to be the one to capture the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also rode towards Madinah al-Munawwara in search of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He took the route that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used and was searching for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he finally approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the intention of capturing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he approaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, committing himself to arrest the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Who are you?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said, "I am Muhammad, son of Abdullah. I am the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal." After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami, when he saw the beauty on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately accepted Islam. Subhanallah. Meaning, when Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami, when he saw the beauty on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine, Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami left Makkah to Al-Mukarramah, and not only himself, but rather he took with him 60 experienced horse riders, meaning his intention was firmly committed to arresting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when he arrives, when he reaches the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is about to arrest the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he inquires from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "What is your name?" Meaning, "Who are you?" Imagine, a person is coming to arrest the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he inquires from Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Who are you?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies and says, "My name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am a messenger of Allah azza wa jal. And Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami, when he sees the nur on the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sees the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepts Islam. And then Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is my wish and desire that you enter Madinatul Munawwara carrying a flag. And Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami, he takes off his turban and he ties it around a stick, and this turban is used as a flag of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Buraida al-Aslami, he rides ahead of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he carries the flag of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He carries this flag, Fawaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they enter into Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace of our hearts, our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam could arrive in Madinatul Munawwara, the climate of Madinatul Munawwara was unsuitable for the Muhajirin. You know, there were two groups of the Muslims. Some of them were regarded as the Ansar. The Ansar were the helpers. And the Ansar were those who lived in Madinatul Munawwara. And the Muhajirin were those who migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. So the climate of Madinatul Munawwara was not suitable for the Muhajirin. And the Muhajirin, they used to always fall sick. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to change the climate of Madinatul Munawwara. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the better climate of Madinatul Munawwara, it is narrated that the climate of Madinatul Munawwara became better, whereby the Muhajirin were no longer falling ill. The Muhajirin were no longer falling sick, becoming sick due to the climate of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. So meaning, because of the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the climate of Madinatul Munawwara was now able to accommodate for the Muhajirin, was now able to accommodate for the Ansar. The climate of Madinatul Munawwara was now able to accommodate for the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, into today's silsila, we are discussing the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were associated to the acceptance of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we are going to conclude our silsila. But before concluding the silsila, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when one hears a mu'jiza, a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should only increase you in love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you hear a mu'jiza, a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this mu'jiza, this miracle of Waqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam should only increase your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And true love is to follow the footsteps of the beloved. true love is for one to follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how do you follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is by you following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in order to learn the sunnahs, in order to learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to learn the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one has to engage himself, one has to associate himself with good company. And the best company to keep is the company of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best environment to keep is the environment, the madani mahal, the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And in this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not only taught, but rather the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are practiced. And if you want to increase yourself in knowledge of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, travel with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beautiful madani qafilas. By you joining the madani qafilas, you will be equipped with knowledge of how to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to apply these teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your daily life. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah increase